All right, on here on Eclipse Monday, let me jump on over to my Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys, by the way, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. They're a chain of clinics that covers a whole lot of ground across all kinds of places in Northeast Alabama, North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week in all their locations. They will see all ages. And yeah, folks, they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So I will be the first to admit there's a lot going on right now. Kind of goes without saying, right? But I said it. If you are someone who listens to news talk radio, then you're already somebody who cares about details. You want to know what's happening. And because you pay attention, you can quickly become aware that there is a lot to be concerned about. And as I speak, we are in the middle of one of the most consequential election seasons in the history of our nation, in my opinion. The economy is sputtering, and yet new regulatory burdens keep getting slapped on us every day. Libraries are fussing because they can't put sexually explicit books in the kids section. There's wars, and yes, there's rumors of wars. I know all of that. I'm keenly aware, and I make it my job to talk them through with you every single day, but in the middle of all the big stuff, we cannot lose sight of the little things. The little things, the small joys of everyday life. We have got to remind ourselves every single day that joy is a choice. We can easily get so hyper-focused on the doom and the gloom, the clickbait and the social media frenzies that we forget that there are still small things happening around us that mean more than the big stuff that we get wrapped up in. Back in 2002, at the beginning of the war in Afghanistan, my team lived remotely. We lived among the Afghan people. We had limited contact to the outside world. We rarely got mail. There were no movie nights on a base. There was no USO shows to come entertain us. It was my six-man team and a 12-man special forces team, just a bunch of guys living in what the Army called austere conditions. One of the main focuses that we had every single day was food. I mean, like food. We needed it. We ate Afghan food prepared by an Afghan cook who was not really good at his job. We had rice and stringy chicken. We had rice and stringy lamb. We had rice and stringy beef. And we had rice and stringy goat knuckle. And I still don't even know what goat knuckle is. All of it was cooked over an open fire in a hut where I once found a chicken walking around on top of the cookware. It was so nasty that when headquarters flew somebody out once to do a health and wellness check on us, he told us we couldn't eat there anymore. Okay, great. Start sending us some food from your chow hall in the rear and we'll do just that. I kid you not, I had dysentery 5 times. I lost 30 pounds that year. It was miserable at times. And the fact that we had Taliban activity going on all around us and constant hassles of living in a war zone, well, it gave us plenty to gripe about. But then one day, we got word of a much-needed supply drop coming in. So we headed out in the dark of night to an old Soviet airstrip. We set up our infrared markers on the tarmac, and we waited and we watched as the special operations logistics guys flew over at low level and kicked out parachute bundles filled with the usual stuff. Except that it wasn't all the usual stuff. We threw our cases onto the vehicles, we hoofed it back to the safe house, and we began to inventory what had been sent. And one of the guys yelled, "Whoa, what the?" In the case of military supplies, somebody had dropped in 2 large boxes of honey buns. Honey buns! I kid you not, honey buns. 2 large boxes of fried yeast patties glopped with glaze icing and containing more sugar than our bodies had collectively seen in 6 months. Everything came to a stop. I mean, everything. We broke open the first box. We passed them around. I will never forget standing there in the main room of our safe house with every man on my team licking his fingers and grinning from ear to ear like kids at Christmas. It was a little thing. Someone in the rear had a thought. Hey, why not? Those guys might need to pick me up, you know? So they did this little thing. They raised our morale to new levels. It was a moment that I will never forget. Y'all, we cannot forget the little things. I mean, sometimes it's that little moment that we do something for someone else, like a text or a phone call or opening a door, showing up after the storm to help clean up, or just greeting somebody in the hallway at work. Sometimes it's being on the receiving end of that, remembering not to take that little thing for granted, letting it set in a bit, and actually appreciating it and saying thank you. I mean, like little things, like the other day I got to hear my little grandbaby girl say my name for the first time. Game changer. I can come home from a bad day and Charlene can put her hands on my face and just change my mood from sour to sweet in seconds. I can be paying bills or fighting a legal battle for a client or trying in vain to get the show ready or whatever. Somebody will say or do something that's worthy of appreciation. But then it's actually up to me, my choice, to make it something that I appreciate. And occasionally, I have also found the ability to do just the right thing or say the right words at just the right time and find out that it meant something because I actually chose to do the little thing. You never know when that little thing might be a game changer. But sometimes those little things can be huge. My church has these little cards. They're about the size of a business card. They keep them in the lobby so folks can pick some up and use them later. They just say something extra to show that God loves you. That's it. It's a little card. Something extra to show that God loves you. And we're encouraged to leave them behind when a random act of kindness is present, like, you know, a bigger than average tip for the young waitress, and leave the card. Or with that elderly neighbor's trash can they struggle to bring in from the curb, and then leave the card. But we learned not long ago, though, that sometimes those little things get huge. Like the woman who came to church one day and wanted to let the pastor know that just days before that, she had planned to take her own life. She had made a plan. Life was too much, she thought. She was headed home to commit the act of suicide, but she decided to go through a fast food drive-thru for what she called her last meal. And to her surprise, when she pulled up to the window to pay for her burger, the lady at the register handed her one of those cards and told her that the car in front of her had paid her bill. It was a little thing. It was probably something that the car in front of her didn't think much about, but it was a game changer. Somebody looked in their rearview mirror and decided to do something small, something that maybe nobody would ever even hear about, just a little thing, and they saved her life. That same lady came to a new understanding of life. She accepted Christ and became fully engaged in living once again, all because somebody did a little thing. Author Kurt Vonnegut said once that we should, quote, enjoy the little things in life because one day you'll look back and realize they were the big things. So yeah, life is filled with distractions and there's plenty of things to be concerned about. But y'all, little stuff like honey buns and fast food drive-through kindnesses can have more of an impact than you would ever imagine. Remember the little things. They're pretty big. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. It's a true story. True story. I mean, she literally was going to take her own life, and somebody decided just to pay for her burger and leave that card, and it changed everything. Well, I can tell you what those honey buns meant, man. That was good stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.